Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today we're going to hear from Central College students Jeff Ewing, Ben Fry, and Tim Gibson about a fringe festival they're organizing. A fringe festival brings in many theater, music, and art projects to display on campus for a few days.
All right, well, first, can I have all of you go around and introduce yourselves?
I'm Jeff Ewing, a junior theater major.
Tim Gibson, sophomore integrated studies major.
And I'm Ben Fry. I'm a senior theater major.
And you guys are organizing a fringe festival. Tell me what that is. Tell me, in a nutshell, you know, how would you describe this?
The fringe festival is we're trying to bring in a bunch of different acts from Iowa City, Pella, surrounding communities, basically anywhere that somebody applies for it. We're putting them in an awkward or different space to perform their type of art. So we've got some music that's happening down in the education building. We're going to try and put a play in the recital hall, which usually just has music acts in it. We're going to have a live radio play in Maytag while people are eating dinner. We're going to try and get some stuff outside. We're going to try and put a band outside. And I mean, it's just going to be an art festival all over Central Campus.
Well, how did this get started? Is this something that's done every year, or was this your own initiative?
This is the first year we've done it here. Des Moines, a few years ago, did it for a few years. The Fringe Festival idea started around the Edinburgh International Arts Festival in 1947. They've got festivals all over the world. Austin has a large festival. Minneapolis has a large festival. There's one up in Ontario as well. And thought it would be a great way to get some larger art appreciation around campus and to kind of involve the community more.
So is that the goal? Is that why you guys want to do this, to have everyone involved, not just people who are here studying arts?
Right. I think a lot of it is just to get a bigger appreciation for the arts, not only on campus, but in the community, and doing that by inviting outside artists to come and just show their talents.
So how are you guys planning? Is it just the three of you planning this? I imagine that's a pretty big workload.
Actually, Ann Wilkinson teaches a class here on campus called Arts Management, and so the class is kind of undertaking the Fringe Festival duties, as well as far as budgeting, planning, and making sure there's an application, and that we review everything to make sure that we can put together the program for all 4 days and that kind of thing. So the Arts Management class has kind of sectored themselves off into different planning teams for the Fringe Festival, so that's extremely helpful.
I imagine it's going to be a lot of work on the actual days of the festival, too. You have people coming from outside who don't know the campus and are going to different buildings that they wouldn't expect to be performing in.
We're going to have a schedule of events, programs. That way we can hand them that to people. We're going to be running around on campus with staff t-shirts on. If anybody has questions, they can ask us and we'll point them in the right direction. I think it's just going to be a lot of fun. We're just going to be running around, having a good time, watching a bunch of different stuff, and I think everybody will enjoy it.
And the way the schedule is set up, we only have one event going at a time. And there's time in between for travel between locations. So it's not like you have to choose between various events. You can go to one, take your time, head to the next one, so that it's a very leisurely day.
So is this like a music festival where you'd have big headline closing acts at the end of each day, or?
We kind of have some big things planned for a few of the nights. The Rockapella concert that the choir does is on Friday night, and that's kind of the end of the night thing for the Fringe Festival that night. But right now we're going to try and get some bigger stuff to put at the end, just because it'll be a nice way to just cap off the night. I know that Stan Dahl is the percussion guy here on campus, and he's going to organize a drum concert that anybody who shows up can participate in. They can just pick up some sticks and start playing. And I think those kind of events will be the perfect end to a good day. So
when is this festival going to be?
It is April 24th through 27th, and it starts at 5 p.m. during the week, and then on Saturday it starts at 10 in the morning, I believe, and then goes till midnight each night. So,
oh, well, thanks very much for talking to you guys.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Jeff Ewing, Ben Fry, and Tim Gibson, students at Central College who are organizing a Fringe Festival. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.